Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Peter Gross has the lead. Peter, he has 4 points. Roxanne Roberts and Tom Beaudet, they're tied for second. They both have 3 points.
All right. We flipped a coin. Tom has elected to go first. Here we go. The clock will start when you begin your first question. Fill in the blank. A tsunami warning was issued briefly after a 7.4 magnitude earthquake hit Thursday off the coast of blank.
Japan.
Right. A security breach at the online marketing firm Epsilon allowed hackers to steal millions of customer blank.
Email addresses.
Right. In what some consider the worst NCAA championship game of all time, blank beat Butler 53-41.
Oh, Connecticut.
Right. Weather forecasters predict that this year's blank season will be stronger than average.
Hurricanes.
Right. Dachshund enthusiasts were overjoyed at the opening of the online store blank.
Wiener dog wear.
No, petmywiener.com. When his contract with Fox News expires at the end of the year, blank announced he will leave the network.
Glenn Beck.
Exactly right. Dancing with the Stars dancer Max Shimerkovsky apologized on Tuesday for blanking during Monday's show.
Oh gosh, I missed that episode. Cussing.
No, for dropping Kirstie Alley.
Ooh, why?
A carjacker in Canada stole a delivery van not realizing it contained blank.
Police.
No, 500 pounds of dirty diapers. Note to criminals everywhere, if they don't have dollar signs on them, they are not sacks of cash. Despite the driver telling him he really, really didn't want to steal this particular van, the carjacker zoomed off, his 1 second of triumph followed by a good 10 minutes of, oh God, is that me? Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points, and Tom has the lead.
All right, well done.
Not enough.
Roxanne, you are up next. Here we go, fill in the blank. In a reversal, Attorney General Eric Holder announced that the plotters behind the blank attacks would be tried in military, not civilian court.
The 9/11.
Yeah, 9/11, right. After just 9 minutes and 50 seconds, the trial of Italian Prime Minister Blank was adjourned until May 31st.
Berlusconi.
Right. The AP reports the Department of Homeland Security is planning to use Facebook and Blank to issue terror alert warnings.
Twitter.
Right. With more than 2/3 of the vote, Michel Martelly, also known as Sweet Mickey, was elected the new president of Blank.
Haiti.
Right. At the Masters, golfer Aaron Baddeley chose not to play it where it laid when his golf ball landed in Blank.
In a lady's lap.
Exactly right. Voice actors from across the country flocked to audition to become the new voice of Blank's spokes duck.
Affleck.
Right. On the first stop of his Torpedo of Truth tour in Detroit, audience members booed at Blank and left in droves.
Charlie Sheen.
Right. Parents at an elementary school in Virginia were surprised when a plastic surgeon visiting for career day blanked.
He brought silicone breast implants.
To show and tell. Exactly.
Yes.
Right. Students were supposed to be learning about what it's like to be a plastic surgeon, but no one ever thought he'd bring props. The school had no official comment, but the teacher did say that next year she'll ask the surgeon not to start his speech by squeezing the implant and making honk, honk. All right, Carl, how well did Roxanne do in our quiz?
Very, very well, Peter. 8 correct answers, 16 more points. She now has 19 points and the lead.
Well done. That was pretty impressive.
Why do we bother, Peter?
So how many, then, does Peter need to win?
8 correct answers.
8 correct. Here we
go,
Peter.
And there's 40 questions?
There are 40 questions. Here we go. This is for the game, Peter. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, Muammar Gaddafi sent a letter to President Obama asking him to stop the attack on blank.
Libya?
Right. Battles broke out after the ousted incumbent president of blank refused to give up power.
Ivory Coast.
Right. Workers in Japan finally plugged the radioactive water leak at the blank in Fukushima.
Nuclear power plant?
Right. On Monday, the AP reported that when her contract with the CBS Evening News is up in June, blank will likely leave.
Katie Kirk.
Right. Police on the lookout for a bearded New Jersey man who stole $658 in razors say the suspect may blank.
He may blank. Oh, he may shave his beard?
Exactly right. The hard-fought race for a judicial seat in Wisconsin went for the Republican incumbent when the state announced blank.
A recount?
No, when it announced it had forgotten to count the votes from an entire city. Rutgers University was criticized for paying Nobel Prize-winning author Toni Morrison less for a speaking engagement than it paid blank.
Mario Batali.
Snooki. A 75-year-old woman in the country of Georgia accidentally blanked when she was digging a hole.
Dug all the way to China.
No, she actually cut off the internet for the entire country of Armenia. As well as parts of Georgia and Azerbaijan. Oops. The elderly woman was out.
What was she planting?
No, she was out looking for copper wires buried. She was scavenging, and apparently her shovel hit the most wrong wire possible. But on the bright side, during the half a day they didn't have the internet, Armenians were able to reconnect emotionally with their loved ones, lose weight, write the novels they always were thinking about, cure cancer, and send a spaceship to claim Mars for Armenia. Then some idiot plugged it back in. Carl, did Peter do well enough to win?
He needed 8 correct answers, but Peter had just 5
correct
answers.
Oh, my goodness.
So with 19 points, Roxanne Roberts is this week's
champion. There you go.
Good job.
Well done, Roxanne. That's pretty impressive.
They have to wear boxers on their heads.
Done.